News of the American death toll presents President Joe Biden with a foreign policy crisis. It was announced at the State Department by spokesman Matt Miller.
We obviously extend our condolences. Our thoughts are with the victims and their families. We have been offering consular assistance to the families of those lost Americans and consulting closely with the government of Israel, and will continue to do so.
If American citizens are also confirmed to be among the scores of hostages being held in the Gaza Strip by Hamas, the president is likely to face calls for military action to try and free them. The USS Gerald R. Ford aircraft carrier is already steaming towards the eastern Mediterranean, and on Capitol Hill, questions are growing, not just about the failure of Israeli intelligence over the attacks, but of US intelligence as well. Simon Marks, Washington.